1st of August 2015, and this is episode 32 of the Life of a Visual Storyteller podcast. My name is Roger Overall. I am a visual storyteller, and thank you again so much for joining and listening. It means everything, because if you weren't listening, I'd be talking to nobody. I'd be talking to myself, and that would not be a healthy thing. So today I was back in my little mock-up studio where I am creating an animation for my new business for Show and Tell Communications. And you might remember from yesterday, if you listened, that it's a stop motion video and that I did a sequence. I finally got around to filming the first sequence. And at the end of the day, I was hugely disappointed because it looked dreadful. It really did. It was wrong in so many ways. It could not have been wronger. To be quite honest with you, there were so many errors with it. I could fill an entire podcast and then some, just listing errors. But look, let's not go into that just now. So today I came back fresh and I refilmed it, figured out how to smooth out some of the things that were going wrong, and refilmed it and uploaded the stills into Premiere Pro, which is the video editing program I use. And it's the sequence, let me just describe it, is of letters or words forming. And about three quarters of the way through, the letter G in one of the words somehow was knocked, and it moves out of position, and it's unintentional and it's hugely distracting. So I was looking at this and I was thinking, oh, could you believe it? Now I've got to refilm it again. So I went back into the studio, set the whole thing up again, and frame by frame by frame, re-recorded this animated sequence, this stop motion sequence, imported the photographs again into Premiere Pro. And would you believe it? The same letter in the same word moved again. Not only that, it moved in exactly the same way. I don't know how this happened. It moved in exactly the same way. In fact, it was so similar that I thought I was looking at the previous sequence, that I was looking at the sequence I just shot that already had the G moving. And I had to go a little bit to and fro, but I came to realize that, do you know what? The third sequence was also wrong, and that the G had moved again somehow in the identical way as the previous sequence, the previous filming. So I had to film it a fourth time. And at this stage, you can imagine that my language was quite colourful. And believe you me, my vocabulary in those circumstances would make a docker blush. But there we are. Anyway, I got it done. Fourth time of asking. But it's taken the best part of a day, 24 hours, to film one small teeny sequence of what is a very complex animation. Well, complex for me, because I'm relatively new to doing stop motion animation. So Lord knows how long it's going to take to film the whole thing. I hope at a quicker pace than this. Talking of filming, I have filmed today the creation of today's cartoon that goes with this blog. Podcast blog. It appears in two places. And, by the way, if you're interested in where the blog is, it's at blog.rogeroverall.net. Anyway, so I was filming the cartoon off my iPad, and I had a bit of a clumsy rig set up with my iPhone to film as I was drawing, but the rig was kind of in my way, it was in my way while I was drawing. So I've given myself a bit of back pain drawing a cartoon, which must be a first. And the cartoon doesn't look as good as I want it to. I'm not saying it looks brilliant or that my cartooning skills have improved that much that, you know, it should look brilliant. But because I had to contort myself around this contraption that I'd rigged up to film the video, or sorry, to film the cartoon being drawn, I couldn't get comfortable, and I couldn't reach, and I couldn't do certain things. But if you want to have a look, it's going to be on a YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube and you key in Roger Overall, you should see it. And I'm intending to film a lot more of the cartoons being drawn. If you know of an iOS app, an iPad app that will record directly off a screen, that will make my life so much easier. I know there's things like Screencast that you can use on laptops and on regular computers to capture video off a screen. But if anybody knows of the equivalent in the iOS world, I'd be really grateful because it made my life so much easier. And I haven't been able to find one. Just a little request for your help there. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Well, you've come all that way, come in briefly. You've come all that way. I've got nothing to say on the health and fitness front, really. I bought some coconut water. It's about as exciting as it gets, I'm afraid. And I bought it on the recommendation of the book that I'm reading by Rich Roll. It has lots of electrolytes, which are good for helping your body recover after exercise. You will have heard in the previous bit of the podcast how I spent today refilming an animation sequence, which actually I got so wrapped up in, I missed my window of opportunity to go running today, and I'm kicking myself. Fortunately, I've negotiated with the family that I can do my long run tomorrow, and they've agreed. So I'm not going to lose training time, but I really don't want to be, or really don't want them to become a family that becomes, they lose their father and their husband to running, to marathons and exercise. That's not my intention. Certainly because training for a marathon, and I can only imagine that training for a triathlon and training for an ultramarathon is even worse, takes up a lot of time. And I don't want my wife to become a marathon widow. That would just be, no, that's not the intention. So I'm grateful that I've been able to renegotiate my running time tomorrow, but I've got to be a little bit more careful and a little bit more protective of my running time. Hey, listen, have a great, great evening. I will talk to you tomorrow. If you would give me the pleasure of your company, I'll talk to you then. Bye now.